Chairman, how long of a recess did you indicate?
1 minute.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and in fact, it turns out it's about 30 seconds because we're ready to roll. Thank you, Gene. All right, video game proposed rule, inducement rule.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we provided you with a draft rule to address certain inducement issues which are prevalent in gaming. If you have any follow-up questions or any questions in general, Assistant General Counsel Jared Smith is here to speak on KO's behalf, who is not present today.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board. That's something we've been discussing for quite some
time. Speak into the mic so Member Robinson can clearly hear you.
I know this is something that, this topic is something that's been being discussed in the industry and certainly amongst the board for quite some time. So if you have specific questions, I'd be happy to answer.
I've spent a fair amount of time looking at this rule in particular, so I have no questions on this. I do want to thank staff for putting all the time into it. And I want to thank you for the future time you'll probably be putting into it.
Looking forward to it.
All right. If there are no questions, then is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board approve for submission to the Index Department of the Secretary of State on first notice the proposed rule 1800.340, which addresses inducements.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. Video gaming manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licensee items. It's Suzo Happ. Gaming, is there a motion?
There's somebody.
Oh.
Swamps, I'm here.
Sure.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Donna Moore on behalf of Suzo Happ for its license renewal.
Okay, very good.
Sorry, Member Robinson. I hope you can hear me. I was a little short for the microphone.
All right.
Just barely, Donna. So if you could just speak up just a tad, but I do know it's you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
Very
you.
Good. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew Suzo Happ Gaming Solutions LLC's video gaming distributor license for a period of 1 year, retroactive to June 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Terminal operator licensee items. Initial licenses. Admira LLC.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and staff. Paul Jensen of Taft Law. And here today on behalf of Admira LLC, respectfully requesting a new terminal operator license. Here to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Admira LLC for a term of 1 year, expiring in January 2020, as the applicant has demonstrated his qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Wild Money Gaming.
Again, Paul Jensen on behalf of Wild Money this time, again asking for a new terminal operator license here.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board deny Wild Money Gaming LLC's application for a terminal operator license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
We appreciate the board's decision and look forward to exercising administrative rights. Okay. Thank you.
At least you're batting 500.
It's been worse.
License renewals. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operators licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2020. Andy's Video Gaming Company, January renewal. Heck Gaming LLC, Illinois Gaming Systems LLC, Illinois Gold Rush Inc., Illinois Video Slot Management Corp., J&J Ventures Gaming LLC, J. Hay Enterprises LLC, Midwest SRO LLC, Quad Gaming Inc., Royal Entertainment LLC, and Sparrow Gaming Inc.
I'm sorry, I might have missed it. Did you also say Illinois Gaming Systems LLC?
I did, but I can say it again. Illinois Gaming Systems LLC.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't hear you. Did you?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The motion carries unanimously. Technicians and terminal handlers. Initial licenses, approvals, and denials.
Mr. Chairman, board members, staff gave you a list of applicants for technician and terminal handler licenses this month. Based on our review, we are recommending that the board approve 67 applications and authorize the administrator to issue 5 notices of denial.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve 66 terminal handler licenses and 1 technician license and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Stephen Novak, Derek Anthony Asbury, Antonio Mark Medina, Sophia Alvarado White, Richard Robert Dugan.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. License renewals and non-renewals.
Staff is further recommending or requesting the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in January of 2018 and who are in compliance with our Video Gaming Act as well as the board's rules and have submitted their applications and paid their annual fees on time.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the technicians and terminal handlers licenses who were licensed or renewed in January 2018 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, video gaming establishment applications, initial licenses, approvals, and denials.
Mr. Chairman, board members, staff provided you this month with a number of establishment applications for your consideration, and we are recommending that the board approve 137 applications and authorize the administrator to issue 6 notices of denial.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve 137 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year expiring in January 2020 and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Michelle D. Miller, DBA Riverview Lodge, 170703724, Aunt Maggie's Catering Inc., DBA Aunt Maggie's Catering, 180701493, The Happy Place Cafe Company, DBA The Happy Place Cafe, 180701447, Jameson Pub Inc., DBA Scooters Roadhouse, 180701510, Rough Road LLC, DBA Freedom Bar, Hearst, 180703665, and TNT Securities Inc., DBA TNTs, 180700517.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, before we move on, I just wanted to note that some of the new licensees may be receiving notices under Rule 810D from the administrator.
Very good. Thank you for that comment. All right. Is it Donkey Inn Bar and Grill? Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant an establishment license to Donkey Inn Bar and Grill in DBA Donkey Inn.
Is there a second? Member
second.
Robinson. Member Robinson seconds the motion.
I'm going to recuse myself.
Member Dolan's recuses himself. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. The motion carries by a vote of 3-0 with 1 recusal. Right, Casal Pizza.
Staff is next requesting that the board review Casale Pizza, the business is Casale Pizza. The board voted to issue this establishment notice of non-renewal in January of 2018 for failing to comply with the board order. Prior to the issuance of that notice, Casale Pizza, staff learned that Casale Pizza had actually come into compliance. The licensee since then has operated without any concerns, and so staff is recommending that you rescind the notice of non-renewal and grant Casale Pizza a license retroactive to December of 2017.
Very good. Is there a motion to that effect?
I move that the board rescind the January 9th, 2018 notice of non-renewal issued to Casali Pizza, Inc., DBA Casali Pizza, and renew its license retroactive to December 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion carries unanimously. License renewals.
Staff further recommends that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in January 2018 and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board rules.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were placed or renewed in January 2018 and that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. Requests for hearing.
This month, staff has reviewed 11 requests for hearing and 2 requests to reapply. The first request for hearing comes from Anthony Ray Jemison. Mr. Jemison was denied for failing to disclose a conviction. His request for hearing, although timely, fails to comply with Rule 615 in that it fails to state a prima facie case and also was not verified. We therefore request that the board deny the hearing request.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the hearing request by Anthony Ray Jemison.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The next request for hearing is from Timothy Keith Evitz, who was denied by the board because of an IGB investigation revealed that he was statutorily ineligible. Mr. Evitz has submitted a request in which he asserts that our information was inaccurate. He's also provided us with supporting documents. Staff believes he has made a prima facie case, and therefore we recommend that the hearing request be granted.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request by Timothy Keith Evitz.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Michael Edward White, who was denied by the board for failing to disclose several arrests dating back some 40 years. Mr. White asserts that the IGB relied on inaccurate reports and that he has no such arrests. Staff believes that he has stated a prima facie case, and we therefore recommend that his hearing request be granted.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Michael Edward White.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The next hearing request is from the establishment applicant G-Town Deuce Investments, doing business as Red Deuce. The establishment was denied. The establishment denied allegations in our complaint, and after further investigation, staff recommends rescinding the denial and granting the applicant a license.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board rescind the notice of denial issued to G-Town Deuce Investments, LLC, DBA Red Deuce, and approve its application for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Rachel's Cafe, doing business as Rachel's Cafe. This applicant was denied because of associations. Staff believes that the request for a hearing states a prima facie case, and we recommend that the request be granted.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the request for hearing submitted by Rachel's Cafe, Inc., DBA Rachel's Cafe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously.
The next hearing request is from Sunshine USA Enterprises. This applicant is a truck stop, and he was denied after the applicant failed to establish that it met a 3-acre minimum requirement. The applicant asserts that it has an easement for 1 acre and that should be considered part of the facility. We recommend that a hearing be granted.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Sunshine USA Enterprises, Inc., DBA Morris Citco.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously.
The next hearing request is from the View Bar and Grill. This location was not renewed in June of 2018 based on a history of active tax liabilities. the request was neither submitted within the 10-day period for after the service of the notice, and it was not verified. We therefore recommend that the request be denied.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the hearing request submitted by LaVue Management Corporation, DBA LaVue Bar and Grill.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The next request is from Onesti Entertainment Corporation, doing business as Arcata Theater. They submitted a request for hearing. The location was denied by the IGB after an investigation revealed the condition that the South Street owner failed to disclose. The owner disputes that he has such a conviction, and we believe that that states a prima facie case. We recommend that the request be granted.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Onesti Entertainment Corporation, DBA Arcata Theater.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have an applicant, Pub 225, which was denied after the owner refused to have an IGB identified PSIC, or person of significant interest in control, comply with the application process. Pub 225 disputes that the person is a person of significant influence or control. An applicant, therefore, has stated a prima facie case, and we recommend that the request for hearing be granted.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Pub 225 LLC, DBA Pub 225.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The next request is from Scorchi's Cafe Italiano. This establishment was denied after a person of significant interest and control made statements that appeared designed to mislead IGB staff. This request denies any misrepresentations, and therefore we believe that he has stated a prima facie case. We recommend granting the hearing request.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Scorchi Cafe Italiano, Inc., DBA Scorchi Cafe Italiano.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The final request for hearing comes from Calming Chaos, doing business as the Irish Legend. The establishment was denied because its co-owner was statutorily ineligible. That owner, however, has since sold his percentage of the ownership in the establishment. Staff believe that the applicant has stated a prima facie case. We recommend that the hearing be granted.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Calming Chaos LLC, DBA The Irish Legend.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. Request to reapply.
Stated a little while ago, we received three requests to reapply this month. The first is from SLR Ventures. This former applicant withdrew its application in April of 2018 after having difficulties obtaining other required licenses. The establishment has since obtained those licenses, and staff recommends that the board grant the reapply.
Is there a motion?
First, based on the information provided in its request to reapply, I move that the board grant the request by SLR Ventures, LLC, DBA, Cafe, SLR, to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The next request to reply is from Angela's Restaurant and Pizza. This former licensee surrendered its license because it believed that it was going to sell the establishment. That never occurred, and he now wishes to reapply. We suggest that the board grant leave to reapply.
Is there a motion?
Based on the information provided in its request to reapply, I move that the board grant the request by Travon Inc., DBA Angelo's Restaurant and Pizza, to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously.
Finally, we have a request to reapply from LaVue Bar and Grill. You may recall from a few minutes ago, LaVue had submitted both a hearing request and a request to reapply. Earlier, the board voted to deny that hearing request. Staff, however, is recommending that the board grant LaVue Bar and Grill need to reapply.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant LaVue Management Corporation, DBA LaVue Bar and Grill, leave to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, I was just curious why in the case of Calm and Chaos, the Irish legend, we were doing a hearing instead of granting the request in view of the sale of the establishment. But I see that there's still an open question as to whether there's a continued association with the seller, and that's
why,
more
clear about
that's
that.
Why we need a hearing. Okay, yeah. Thank you. All right, disciplinary actions, suppliers.
Our recommendation is, staff is recommending that several disciplinary actions. The first one is for AGS LLC. This licensee was submitted an incomplete application for renewal because a person of significant interest and control failed to complete the necessary portions of the application. Staff recommends that the board find this licensee.
Right. Is there a motion to fine AGS?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint fining AGS LLC $5,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor the answer is properly filed within that time frame.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. My understanding is that the staff recommended a range of fine from $5,000 to $10,000.
It wasn't.
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what was the argument for a larger fine?
I'm going to let Dan speak. I'm going to let the folks, Member Robinson, can hear me.
Mr. Chairman, the argument was that this is a supplier that has known this obligation. We've had been in communication with this supplier for some time regarding the incomplete application. However, it is the first renewal that this entity has submitted an incomplete application. So those are the factors that we were weighing in recommending the range.
Okay, that reminds me. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Chairman, are you there for, I only heard part of that, and you said it reminded you, so are you fine with the $5,000?
Yes, based on this being a first offense, and that they have in the past been apparently timely and complete.
Okay.
All right, I'll recall the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Are you opposed, Member Robinson?
No, I'm voting for
it.
The
okay.
Fine of $5,000.
$5,000. All right. The motion carries unanimously. All right. And next, SUSOHAP.
Yes. Next, we have SUSOHAP Gaming Solutions. The licensee provided information about the structuring itself to the board staff that we believe failed to adequately disclose the status of certain entities involved in the, with the licensee. As such, staff is recommending that the board consider finding the licensee.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint fining SUSOHAP Gaming Solutions, LLC, $5,000, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
We were in the same boat here, Chairman, where there was a recommended range, and I'm reviewing my notes, so could someone refresh us on why that range existed, please?
Yes, and it's a motion to levy a fine of $5,000. The issue here is whether the applicant was deceitful in the application and the materials that were provided to staff. It's kind of a matter of interpretation, and at a minimum, it seems to me like it was not adequately disclosed. But that may be arguable as well. But
and I was leaning on the $10,000 on this particular matter because I understood what the intent to sell off its related gaming businesses and what they also intended to do and what they were trying to avoid, but I was in the camp for the higher fine. But I'll just note that for the record.
And I should add, Member Robinson, I was inclined to do no fine because I'm not convinced that there was an effort to deceive here, that it may be just sloppy or poor communication on the part of the applicant. So to me, this is the $5,000 fine is a compromise.
And I'm open to that compromise, but just to note that they've done this in other jurisdictions, and I know that there's been some split decisions on this particular case, but I can settle with this $5,000 fine because there should be a fine of some nature.
Right. And same here. All right, all in favor of the motion to fine $5,000?
Was it seconded?
Yes, I believe Member Alejandre seconded it. So.
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Terminal operators.
Our first request disciplinary complaint is against terminal operator Taproom Gaming. The IGB investigations revealed that Taproom had procured a use agreement via an undisclosed sales agent. Staff is therefore recommending Taproom be fined.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding Taproom Gaming $2,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
Veterans VGT LLC also procured a use agreement with the sales agent that it failed to disclose. In this instance, more than 7 months. Staff is also recommending that the board fine Veterans.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint fining Veterans VGT LLC $2,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the licensee if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
We next ask you to consider fining Leisure Time Gaming and Amusements. This terminal operator permitted a terminal handler applicant to work on VGTs despite being on the ineligible to work list, and allowed another terminal handler to work on VGTs for 5 months after his license had expired. Again, we are recommending a fine.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint fining Leisure Time Gaming and Amusements, Inc. $15,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the licensee if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Terminal handlers.
Okay, staff next requested board consider issuing disciplinary complaints against 8 terminal handlers. The first is Mr. Eric J. Hamilton. Mr. Hamilton worked to perform a G2S upgrade and included VGTs with progressive jackpots. Mr. Hamilton, however, failed to record or otherwise note the progressive jackpot settings, so the machine could not be properly programmed after the upgrade. We therefore recommend a fine to Mr. Hamilton.
You mean so the machines could be properly programmed?
I'm sorry, could be properly.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding terminal handler Eric J. Hamilton $500 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the licensee if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
Terminal handler Samuel Ramos Navejas also was assigned to perform the G2S upgrade that included VGTs with progressive jackpots. Mr. Navejas failed to record or otherwise note the progressive jackpot settings so that the machines could be properly programmed after the upgrade, and we likewise recommend finding him.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding terminal handler Samuel Ramos Navejas $500 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Member Robinson?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The next terminal handler, Kevin Mark Kruk, paid for location establishment renewals using his personal credit card. Although he stated that the payments were merely for convenience and that they were paid back to him, staff is recommending that he be fined.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding terminal handler Kevin Mark Kruk $1,200 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next we have terminal.
The motion carries unanimously. You voted.
I did.
The motion carries unanimously. All
right. Next we have terminal handler Robert Delfico Chivitella. Mr. Chivitella allowed his license to expire, his terminal handler license to expire, despite having been warned, reminded numerous times from the IGB. He also worked on VGTs for 5 months without a valid license. We recommend that he be fined.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding terminal handler Robert Delfico Civitella $1,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
The next terminal handler staff is presenting to you is James Thomas Stewart. Mr. Stewart was placed on the ineligible to work list during his application, but proceeded to work on VGTs. We recommend a fine.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding terminal handler James Thomas Stewart $1,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Matthew Ian Scott. During an unrelated investigation, Mr. Scott admitted to taking $5,000 from his employer and spending it for personal use. Mr. Scott eventually paid back his employer. Nonetheless, the staff has recommended that we revoke his license.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking Matthew Ian Scott's terminal handler's license with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The last terminal handler is Catherine Denise Keeson. Ms. Keeson owned Global Gaming Industries, LLC, a terminal operator that the board recently voted to revoke. In fact, we voted on that last month. And based on allegations contained in the complaint, staff is also recommending the board revoke Ms. Keeson's terminal handler license as well.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Catherine Denise Keeson, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. A location discipline.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff next has several license establishments that we request the board to consider for discipline. The first is Michael's Gaming, doing business as Bella's Cafe. This establishment failed to monitor VGTs, but instead elicited an employee from a neighboring licensee to go between the establishments to monitor its location, machines in its locations. We recommend that the board find this establishment.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding Michael's Gaming, Inc., VBA Bella's Cafe, $2,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license of neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Member Robinson?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
Okay, next we have Team BJA doing business as Lacey's Place. Excuse me. This establishment advertised free drinks as a promotion to its patrons. This is a violation of state law. We recommend that the board find the establishment.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding Team BJA LLC DBA Lacey's Place $2,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
The next establishment is Louis Tap doing business as, I'm sorry, Louis Tap doing business as Louis Tap House. This location failed to monitor its VGTs. It allowed an agent to appear in the gaming area undetected and unobserved and play for 15 minutes until an employee approached the agent. Staff recommends a fine.
Now, the agent wasn't playing.
I'm sorry, yeah.
The agent was observing.
A patron was playing.
All right. Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding Louis Tap, Inc., DBA Louis Tap House, $1,500 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license of neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Okay, next we have Tina G's. This establishment was cited by local authorities for permitting a minor to play VGTs and for serving alcohol to the minor. Staff recommends that the board find the location.
Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding Tina G's, Inc., DBA Tina G's, $5,000 for permitting a minor to play VGTs and an additional $5,000 for providing alcohol to a minor, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Finally, staff presented to you a list of establishments that were served with disciplinary complaints finding those establishments, but neither answered nor paid the fine within 21 days as required under Rule 720. Staff recommends that the board revoke these establishments.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue disciplinary complaints revoking the following establishments for failing to respond to a board order with a set action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame. LSB1 Inc., DBA Lock, Stock, and Barrel. The Grove Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA The Grove Bar and Grill. Tilted OBT, Inc., DBA Tilted Kilt. Fuzzy's, Inc., DBA Fuzzy's Tavern. Puzzled Minds Management Group, LLC, DBA JT's Corner Tap and Eatery.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Litigation settlements. Okay, and settlements.
Okay, staff presented to you this month two recommended decisions from administrative law judges. The first involves Dolly's Cafe doing business as Lulu's Place. The issue presented in that case was whether the administrator properly issued a notice under Rule 810D to limit two adjacent establishments that were owned by the same person to five machines. On summary judgment, the ALJ recommended that the board find the administrator properly issued the 810D notice. You attended copies of this recommendation, as well as the licensee's exceptions. Staff recommends that you adopt the ALJ's recommendations.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's decision in 18-GB-003, Dolly's Cafe, LLC, DBA Lulu's Place, as a final board order.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
The next recommendation relates to Hanover Enterprises doing business as Firehouse Pub. This case challenged a disciplinary complaint finding the licensee for permitting underage access to VGTs. After hearing, the administrative law judge recommended that the board find that the board failed to meet its burden and therefore to dismiss the disciplinary complaint. Staff recommends that you adopt the ALJ's recommendation.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's decision in 18-GB-025, Hanover Enterprises, Inc., DBA Firehouse Pub, as a final board order.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Okay, finally, staff presented you with a number of potential settlements. The first from How Dog, doing business as Cactus Country. Staff recommends that the you authorize the administrator to settle this matter.
Is that a $500 settlement?
Sure. Do you know what that settlement is?
I think that was the offer. I believe that.
Correct. It's $500.
Yeah. All right. Is there a motion?
Yes, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the denial of How Dog, Inc., DBA Cactus Country, and if appropriate, to rescind this denial and issue this applicant a license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Okay, the board also has two complaints pending for Jenny's LLC Dash Sparta and Jenny's LLC Freebird. Regarding various counts related to tax issues and poor business practices, staff recommends that you authorize administrator to settle those matters.
All right, and this settlement is a combination of a surrender of the license of one of the locations and a $1,500 payment.
That's correct.
To settle the other, as to the other location. All right, is there a motion?
I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the denial of Jenny's LLC Sparta and Jenny's LLC Freeburg, and if appropriate, to rescind the disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Chairman, may I interrupt for a moment?
Sure.
In the administrative hearing settlements, Grand River Jackpot was on that list. Was there any need for us to vote on that or have that listed in our minutes today and our motions today?
I don't think so, but I'll let the administrator answer that question.
I believe we're rejecting that offer.
Yeah, I think staff has withdrawn its recommendation that matter be settled.
Okay, and there was just one other, the Michael Whitaker case. Is that also nothing we had to state? and have a motion on. It was also in our list of settlements.
All right, so staff recommends rejecting that settlement offer, so I assume that since the staff's recommendation is reject, so we don't need to act as a board. Does that answer that question, Member Robinson?
Yes, thank you. Just okay. For clarity.
Well, thank you for your questions. All right, Mr. Administrator.
All right, the last settlement involves Damaski International doing business as Lacey's Place. We are recommending that the board accept the settlement offer of payment of $5,000 fine. This involved a failure to prevent underage play. They agreed to pay the fine.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the denial of Damaski International Inc., DBA Lacey's Place, license number 150703775, and if appropriate, to rescind this disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. I think having sat through this rather long agenda today, you can appreciate why we did not want to continue this or extend this meeting or postpone this meeting because we had a lot of business to address today. And the other another point I would like to make is that behind all of these relatively simple motions from the standpoint of the board, there's an awful lot of detailed work that is done by our very excellent staff, both in licensing, investigations, and enforcement. And so again, I want staff to understand we do recognize and appreciate all the great detailed work that you do for us in getting us to this point. So thank you all for your patience. Good luck, be safe, and we'll see you in late February during hopefully a warming period. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.